can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe and tailbacks, oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground, so I sing for you, though you can't hear me when I get through. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
It's great, that song, isn't it? I love it. I love that song. It's so great. It's on my Christmas playlist, which means I can actually listen to it while I'm driving home for Christmas. It's so good, isn't it? And you know, it's been so long. My family all live in the Northwest, so sometimes it feels like it's ages since I've seen them. I feel like they're quite a long way away. I can't wait to see those faces. I'm really looking forward to seeing them, especially my nephews and nieces. They're very cute, and they're generally very excited to see me, which is always very nice. And I don't know about you, but going home for Christmas means a thousand memories. Happy times, charades and my mum's mince pies, and some sad times, people that aren't there, and lost traditions. But I will be driving home for Christmas. I wonder if you've driven home for Christmas. Maybe you've just come back for the holidays, you're staying with family or you're visiting friends. Or maybe, like me, you'll be driving home for Christmas. Now, today I want to tell you a story. And it's a story that Jesus told. Actually, it's a story that we just heard read out to us before. And it's a story all about coming home. And Dawn's going to help me. Oh, turn it around. There we go. All about coming home. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. There was once a dad. Here he is. And this dad had two boys, two sons. They were brothers. So we had the oldest son. Thank you very much, John. And the youngest son. Now, the dad loved his boys, really loved them a lot. But the dad had a great sadness. You see, his boys didn't understand how much he loved them. And the boys, oh dear, what a mess. You see, instead of looking at all the things their dad had given them, they started to believe a lie. Instead of remembering all the things their dad had done for them, they started to believe a lie. And the younger son thought to himself, I think Dad is trying to stop me having fun. I think he's got loads of really good stuff that he's not letting me have. That's not true. What a lie to believe. That's not what his dad was like, not one bit. But so, with everyone watching, the younger son left home. He left his dad and he moved far away to another country. There were no fun police there. The son did exactly what he wanted, whenever he wanted, all the time. Oh dear. Meanwhile, the older son thought to himself, I think Dad is very mean. I think he's going to be really cross with me if I don't do everything just right. He'll punish me if I make even one little mistake. That's not true. What a lie to believe. That's not what the dad was like, not one little bit. But so, with no one actually watching, the older son left his dad. He moved right away in his heart. This son worked really hard. He kept all the rules. He did everything just right all the time. Oh dear. Then one day something happened. The younger son came to his senses. He remembered something. It's been so long. Would things be different at home? What changes would there be? He could sort of wait to see those faces. I mean, would his dad still be there? Would his dad look the same? Would his dad look at him the same way? Of course, he'd got 1,000 memories, school days, work days, special days, rest days. He got up and nervously, with a bit of worry in his heart, he set off back home. But the dad, what a dad. He was there, waiting, watching and waiting for his sons to come back home. He loved his boys a lot. Come home! He threw his arms round his son. Let's have a party. The younger son came home that day. He stopped believing the lie about his dad and he remembered what was true. But what about the older son? Come home, said the dad. Come and join the party. What would the son do? He thought about home. It had been a long time. Would things be different? Would there be any changes? He thought about those familiar faces. Would his dad still be there for him? Would he look at him the same way? The older son had 1,000 memories too, school days, special days, work days, rest days. But, well, Jesus finished his story there. So I don't know what the older son did. Did he stay far away or did he come home to his dad? What do you think? Well, Jesus told this story to help us to think about ourselves and to think about God, the Heavenly Father. I wonder, which of these sons am I like? Which lie do I believe about God? That God has got loads of great stuff, but he's keeping those things from me. He's holding back, that he's not really good. or that God's really mean. He sets impossibly high standards and will punish me if I make even the littlest mistake. He doesn't really love me. I wonder if you believe one of those lies. I've told you about two sons. Now let me tell you about a third son. A third son. A son who also left his father. But this son was different. This son didn't believe a lie about his dad. He never believed a lie. He knew the truth. But this was a son who also left his father and left his home. Jesus. Jesus, God's own son, the perfect son, the true son. At the very first Christmas, Jesus left his father and his home in heaven to come to this earth. Now let's take some of these down. Thank you very much. At the very first Christmas, Jesus left his father and his home in heaven to come to this earth. He came to this earth to show us the truth about his father. And he even gave his life to make it possible for us to go home to be with him forever. God the Father is watching and waiting. He loves us a lot. Come home, he says. Let's have a party. Don't believe the lies about God. God the Father welcomes you home. Will you come home to him this Christmas? Let me pray. Father God, thank you for the story that Jesus told, which shows us what you're really like. Please help us to see the lies that we sometimes believe about you. And please show us what's really true about you. Amen.